Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
We already know this fact, and we're not even offended by it. You guys are smarter than we are. So we need somebody in, like, the tech industry. Somebody knows the ins and outs of an iPhone, location services. Someone in that field, because it must be really eerie and scary to know that somebody is tracking your every move, but you have no idea how they are doing it. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, if you can help out. Cassie's got the email here.
And I'm going to go ahead and give a trigger warning. This email mentions abuse and alcoholism. So if you are a survivor of abuse or you suffer from alcoholism, you might find this triggering. Hey, Bird Show, P1 listener here. Love you guys and really value your advice. I have a long, complicated history with my ex-husband, the father of my children. I'll call him Jake. He is really an awful person who is abusive and an alcoholic, both to me and our kids as well, and really anyone he's in contact with. We've been divorced for 13 years, and I still battle mental issues daily because of this man. I have two teenage children with him. Both live with me 100% of the time, and I have no relationship with him. In fact, my daughter has him blocked on every outlet possible, as do I. The weird thing is, he seems to know every detail about what my children and I do, where we go, whose house we're at while out of town, etc. We've made sure not to tell anyone prior to being there or while we're there. We've got locations turned off and have them blocked. Everything we know to do. You may be wondering how I know that he knows, but my son does talk to him occasionally. And the last time they spoke, Jake told my son that he knew all of this. So far, he hasn't shown up anywhere we are or done anything to cause harm, but he's very capable of that. Part of me thinks he hasn't done anything wrong. He has a right to know where his kids are, but the other part of me finds this very unsettling. We are very freaked out and feel so uneasy about who may be following, watching, and reporting our moves. For my own mental peace and sanity, I cannot speak to him to confront him. So my question is, how can I go about finding out how he gets information and how do I stop it? Thanks for listening. Scared and uneasy.
Now, I don't know if this dude has some kind of unlimited funds where he's got a PI tracking everybody, which I sort of doubt. I feel like it's got to be done electronically.
Well, phones can still be tracked even if you've turned off location. And there are some key things you can look forward to. If your battery is draining quickly, if your phone is overheating a lot, if there are obviously apps you don't recognize, or your phone is launching into unprompted activities. It might be spyware or malware, downloading updates and things like that. You can also track people with a cell phone number if you have the right software as well. So maybe he is super connected.
Rick here. Hey, Rick, good morning. You were on the Bird Show.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good, man. You got some experience in this area?
I do. And so actually, there's a few different ways that they can actually track phones today. Obviously, one of those is software that can be installed. If he doesn't have access to the phones and he can't do that, assuming that if there's kids involved, if they have a family group set up on an iPhone, you can track the phones in that method. Or you could also share your location with certain people. So if maybe the kids go over there and he's, you know, use their phones and share the location that he can see, he can track him in that way as well. So that's probably, if it's an iPhone, that's the easiest way. You can do a similar thing on Android. And I assume it's probably very similar, but I know the iPhone ecosystem much better.
Those are hard to hide, though, right? Like, I have family share with my son also. He knows that I know exactly where he is and how much screen time he has. But he had to okay me to become part of that family share. And also, I have the kids on Life 360, so I know where they are all the time. You can't hide those apps, though, can you?
There are other apps that you could potentially use to hide some of those, but the apps themselves, unless it's one that was built specifically to be somewhat clandestine and not be detected, there are applications out there, but you would have to have some technical knowledge to sideload those because those are not usually available in the App Store. And so they would potentially have to be very technical in order to do that and make sure that the person or persons they were doing it to would not be able to detect it.
I wonder if they could just get 3 new phones. I mean, I know that kind of sounds a little expensive and a hassle, but if he is indeed tracking on the phones, can't they just get 3 new phones?
They could, if limited of the expensive route. The other thing that can be done is if they happen to know anybody who's extremely technical, you could actually wipe the iPhones and reinstall the software from scratch using iTunes and doing it through a computer. That would probably be the best way to ensure that there's no rogue applications.
Awesome. Rick, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
The other thing I noticed is she said that she and her daughter have him blocked, but the son does not, and he still keeps contact. So he might just be tracking the son's phone. And then if he has any of your Gmail logins and knows passwords, you can go to Google Maps and see where you've been as well.
Hey, Jill, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hello?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe. What's going on?
Nothing much, just driving. So I didn't hear the whole story. But my best guess, whenever they started noticing this, it could be Apple AirTag. It's like a little small magnetic device. You can place it on, your wallet, key, the car, and it's a GPS locator.
Well, I found using those AirTags now, they will notify me. Hey, just want to let you know somebody's tracking you on your AirTag. So I get them all the time.
And if you have an Android, you can download, I think it's called Tracker Detect or something like that to get the same notices.
I think I would just wipe that thing clean or just get 3 new phones, see if that does it.
She's a single mom with 2 kids. I don't see her affording 3 new phones, but wiping it clean is definitely a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Just do that factory reset. You can Google how to do that really, really easily.
The Burt Show.